This is the Joey English Show, Red Hot Treasure Chest for Restaurants and Romance.
Okay, Joey pals, Restaurants and Romance, isn't that lovely sounding? On Fridays is presented through the generosity of Dr. Wendy Roberts. I like her website, it's easy. WendyRobertsMD.com. The rock star dermatologist. She's all over television now, too. You can see she's really pretty. You can get a free consultation, 346-4262. She's on Bob Hope in Rancho Mirage. She does imaging versus cutting. I don't know quite what that means. I've got to have something done. She fixes your face without cutting. It's insurance covered. It's quick and it's painless. Listen, this is getting better. There's no scarring, no downtime, and she does all body areas. We've got to get her back on the show.
Hi, Joey pals. This is Dr. Roberts. You know, healthy skin is beautiful skin. So let me take years off of your face and make you look as young as you feel.
Okay. You've got a gift certificate from 849 Restaurants and Lounge. Willie Ryan was our restaurant of the week last Monday. We love this. 849 is the name of the restaurant. 849 is the website. 8, the number 4, the word 9. 849 is the address. And the phone number is 325-8490. You've got a gift certificate. More good food. Lulu California Bistro, 200 South Palm Canyon, lulupalmsprings.com, 327-LULU. Everybody's real cute with the phone numbers, aren't they? And they're doing October 7th, Flight, F-L-I-G-H-T, Flight 2023. They're doing the official VIP after party at the Palm Springs Air Museum. Lulu's does a lot of the premier catering. Both those restaurants do. 849 and Lulu's, you can't go wrong. Peaks at the top of the tram. They are shut down right now. Remember that. I think the tentative opening date is October 10th. And you've got a $50 gift certificate. PSTramway.com, 325-4537, something like 8th in the whole world as the best, 8th best in the whole world for cliffside dining. That's huge.
Hi, Joey pals. This is Chef John from the Peaks Restaurant at the top of the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, and I'm looking forward to serving you at the top of the mountain.
Wildest Restaurant and Bar. This is 4 places to eat. I may keep this. The website is wildestrestaurant.com. They're on El Paseo in Palm Desert, 636-0441. They also have innovative plant-based options. Okay. And let's see. Dennis has 6 children. I forgot to ask Rich. Good, because Dennis is 6, Brady doesn't have any, and my 3 is already 9. We'll take the 9th caller, Joey pals, at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number 9, you win all of that. Thank you so much for being so loyal for so long. I couldn't have done it without you. Okay, Joey pals, it's time to do a little real estate conversation. And for that, we always go to Brady Sandahl from, I can do this, Brady Sandahl Real Estate Group / Keller Williams Luxury Homes.
You got it. You nailed it this morning. I love that. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You look amazing. Where have you been? I've been to London to visit the... No,
I've not been to London. I've been in the desert, of course, and I've been traveling to other markets because we know that our number one job is to find buyers for the properties we represent. And we have unique knowledge that others don't have, meaning we know where buyers are coming from. So we can go to those cities and have those buyers learn about the desert. So when it comes time for them to buy, they come to our team first. and then we have greater control of what they are going to see. So we're really clear that our number one job is to bring a buyer to the properties we represent. And as the market is changing, and ladies and gentlemen, Joey, it's changing. So we got to make sure that we're really clear on understanding three things. Where are buyers going to come from? Because there are fewer of them buying in the market today than there were 60 days ago. So we've got to be really clear, number one, where are the buyers coming from? And we've got to go to them. Number two, we've got to be clear on what are the buyers looking for? The features, the location. We know certain markets in Coachella Valley will stay hotter longer because of certain features, like short-term rentals, okay? And then third, what are the buyers willing to pay for the features of that home, which determines, of course, what the sellers will make when it comes time to sell. But I'll tell you what, we've had more people reach out to me in the last 3 weeks with the question, what's going to happen next? And so we're meeting with those sellers, we're taking a look at the data, letting them know all the changes that are happening so quickly that may cause their value to go down the rest of the year.
Okay, boy, I'm so glad this is my show. What are the changes that, that everybody's asking? Joey Pals, I'll ask it on your behalf.
Well, some of the changes they're not noticing. For example, agents are still telling people how hot the market really is. The market is more balanced today than it was 30 days ago, meaning that buyers have more options. So number one, there's more inventory. More people are listing their home now than before because they recognize the top of the roller coaster was a few weeks ago. Number two, properties are sitting on the market longer, which means buyers have more time. There's less urgency, which means we're seeing more reductions in pricing now than we saw in the last 2 years combined. See, we didn't have to lower prices. Buyers simply paid more. Today, buyers are saying, you know what? I don't agree with that price. And sellers are having to lower that price. And third is we're seeing more negotiations in the transaction. So buyers who did buy, they feel like they may have overpaid. Now, some of that might be inflation. We know gas prices are really high. It's more than just a headline. It's a reality. Number two, interest rates are higher. In fact, buyers that may have qualified for a loan last year, maybe because the interest rate was 2.5, they qualified for something at $1.2 million. Well, that same buyer today is qualifying for less than $700,000 because the interest rates are higher, which drives their monthly rate up, which means their qualification reduces. So big changes, more inventory, greater time on markets causing more reductions and more negotiations.
You've been telling us for months that this wasn't going to go on forever. And you've been telling us exactly what you just told us again. So, Joey Pals, let's pay attention. But the house that you sent Tyler and I to look at, I've been telling the Joey Pals on the show. I looked at it. I said, called you the same day. I looked at it the same day you told me to go look at it. I called you and said, okay, I want to see inside. And you said to me, we've had 6 offers and it sold.
Well, number one, I look at data every day. I'm looking at data 2 to 3 hours a day because the data won't determine our outcome, but it will determine what we need to do for the sellers we represent to get the outcome we want. Now, some people have said, you know, are we going through a recession? Yes, we are. We're going down this road, right? It's not if we're going to have, we're already in that situation.
So. Is it real estate driven this time?
Well, a couple things. Number one, politics aside, we sent a message to residents, hey, the government will pay you, you stay at home, quit your job. Well, the problem with that is over 80% of the people that resigned drained their 401k and savings accounts, which means they're simply out of cash, which means they're living on credit. Anytime a lender starts to get more creative on how they give loans means they're trying to get more loans out their pipeline. So if the pipeline has gone down, they've got to become more creative on the loans they give out. I have people telling me that it's easier today to get a loan than it was last year because they've got to keep giving the loans out. So if the number of applicants has gone down, the criteria has to change. we look back to 2006, 7, and 8, well, we saw how those loans went. Now, the good news is the down payments that were made over the last 12 years will save us from the 2008 crash. I don't think we're going to go down that road, but what we are going to see is a more balanced market. Buyers won't have to overpay, and they won't justify it by using the low interest rates. They're now more clear that interest rates might be 5%, 5.5%, 6%. I know a client that just got a loan at 7.5% interest.
Now, that's what I had in 2008.
Well, I mean, I remember buying a home in 1997. Interest rates were double digit. And then I remember refinancing to 9.9. I thought I owned the world. So it doesn't really need to be the media hype that it has been. They're trying to make it a headline. But the reality is the market is changing. So if you are someone who's thinking you might want to sell in the next 5 years, this is probably the quarter to make that move if getting the most money is the most important thing for you. If it is, you should give us a call at 760-409-1540. Or check us out online at BradySandahl.com, because you need to understand what buyers are buying, what they're looking for, and how much they may pay for the home you'd like for us to sell.
So there you have it, Joey Pals. It's simple, easy to understand if you're thinking of selling in the next 5 years. Okay, now, I love the things you send. You have these wonderful websites and emails. How do we get on that list?
Well, they just simply go to BradySandahl.com. They can click on our update, and you're going to receive a market update every 21 days.
And I heard that you bought a real estate firm in Arrowhead and someplace else. Tell us.
Well, I did. I purchased the Keller Williams offices in Big Bear and Lake Arrowhead, and also in Orange County, specifically Irvine. Why? Because so many of our desert residents also have properties in the mountain and in Orange County. So it makes sense that we had those clients say, hey, I love the service you offered in the desert. Where can we find the same level of service in Big Bear, Lake Arrowhead, Irvine? Well, we simply purchased and put those standards here. We focus on Palm Springs and the Coachella Valley cities, but I selected talent in those markets who can represent the clients in those markets. And then naturally, they're sending their clients to Coachella Valley for the times they want to purchase properties here.
And that makes so much sense because, first of all, you've taught us the reason we buy a home has really changed due to the pandemic and all of that. A lot of people will never go back to working outside of their home, their home offices. A lot of people have more of their family living with them now because of the financial implications of the pandemic. So it makes sense that if you've got more incomes in the house and things, and you still need a little vacation place for the weekends out of the desert heat, you want to go close and you want to deal with someone in the neighborhood.
Well, yes, and those consumers buying short-term rental properties could get loans at 2.5% to 3.5%. They weren't making that return on their bank statement. So by purchasing that real estate, they're actually using affordable money to buy a really strong generating asset. Now, that interest rate has changed, but regardless, those markets that allow short-term rentals will have a longer runway of real estate success. I want to make sure we don't end without saying this. We have access to data the consumers can't see, and you need to see what the data is telling us about the trends of the market. Do not gamble your largest asset thinking that or hoping that the market will continue to perform in your direction. You need to take a look at the data. Call us. We'll walk you through what the data is and how it impacts the decision you may choose to make.
It's simple.
409-1540 or BradySandahl.com. That's the website to use.
It's always so wonderful. You're so informed. You're so articulate. And I believe you. Do you know what I'm saying? There's no hype going on here. This, you're telling it like it is.
Well, I'm simply looking at the data, and I'm the messenger of the data. The data doesn't lie. There's no emotion around the data. When you select me, the expert of data, then I can help you navigate through the market that's coming next.
And you know I wouldn't understand the data if it were right in front of me. Thanks for stopping by, Brady.
Truly my pleasure, Joey.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
ACT Tours reminds you there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents. I can name them, by the way. At prices you can afford, go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Maybe you go to Dubai with me next March. Phone 322-1247 or visit ACT-tours.com. Dana Haynes comes down from the mothership for us, astrologyworldnews.com. We're under the sign of Virgo until September 23rd. Virgo people normally handle daily issues pretty well, but Mars in Gemini is creating an edge. Don't be quick or impulsive. Make careful decisions this month. The Mercury retrograde goes until October 1st. Remember what Dana's taught us. The Mercury retrograde makes things more intense, not necessarily more negative. Check it out at astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency reminds you that they've approved new water restrictions. No sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. DWA.org. Just Fabulous. I love this website, the letter B, justfabulous.com. Gifts for kids and pets, huge orders of books, gifts, candles. They're getting ready for the holidays, and they have a new collection of retro pool floats. Lalo Visions says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, the psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week, month, year holds in store for you. His detailed messages delivered at his beautiful sanctuary overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Great gift idea. Call 401-1810 or visit lalovisions.com. As Pat Boone says, you'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway reminds you the tram is currently shut down for annual maintenance. Tentative reopening day, Monday, October 10th. PSTramway.com. Last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theater, home of the best popcorn, is currently hosting the LGBTQIA Film Festival. Check it all out at psculturalcenter.org. Thus endeth the questionable reading of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Okay, Joey pals, what a great week. Let's do it again. You want to do it again? Meet me here on Monday. Until then, you be well and all the best. Thank you.